بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، continue reading in the chapter of الصلاة, the book of الصلاة. كتاب الصلاة باب مواقيت. المواقيت يعني مواقيت الصلاة. The book of الصلاة in عمدة الأحكام. In the chapter of the times of the prayer. And we see that which is being referred to is the times of the obligatory prayer specifically. And we have seen likewise that the time to be in is a condition for the correctness of the prayer, and that the prayer will not be correct nor will be it accepted if it's performed outside of its time, if it is performed outside of its time. And likewise, we have seen also that the coming of the time also is the reason for the obligation of the particular salah, and that the prayer is not correct if it is not performed in its proper time, and likewise it's not obligatory until that time has entered, until that time has entered. So these times here, and the time being a condition for the obligation of the prayer and for the correctness of the prayer as well, this is with regards to the obligatory prayer, as-salawat al-maktubat, as-salawat al-maktubat. This is what is being referred to by the author, rahimahullahu ta'ala. Rahimahullahu ta'ala. Because it is known that there are some of the salawat, or there are some types of prayers that will be correct at any time, without any condition. There is a prayer that is correct at any time, without any condition. And this is what the ulama, they speak of, rak'ata al-tawaf, the two rak'ah of al-tawaf. And that these two rak'ahat, these two rak'ah, they are correct at any time. And they are accepted at any time without any condition. And likewise, al-fawa'id as well, what the ulama refer to as the prayers that have been missed. When he missed a prayer for a legislative reason, then it is permissible for him to make up that prayer at any time. At any time. There's no specific time for that prayer. It must be made by, whether the prayer that is missed because of forgetfulness or because of one was sleeping in the lights like this, فَلْيُصَلِّهَا إِذَا ذَكَرَهَا. Then one should pray whenever he remembers. So there's no specific time with regards to this prayer. And likewise, there are other types of prayer that are also accepted, but in general, at any time, except in the times of prohibition. And the prohibited times, like النوافل المطلقة. And النوافل المطلقة, the non-obligatory prayers that are prayed without a reason. These are also accepted at any time, except in the times whenever a salat is prohibited. And also, there are other types of prayers as well that are set to specific times, like al-rawatib. The ulama, they mention sunan al-rawatib. And these are the non-obligatory prayers that are highly recommended, that are performed either before or after, or sometimes before and after the obligatory prayer. So these are also legislated at specific times. At specific times, and sometimes, for example, the two rak'ah of Fajr before Fajr, in this manner. It's set at a specific time. And also there are other types of prayers as well that are also connected to certain reasons. Certain reasons like the eclipse prayer and also the prayer for rain. So the time for these prayers is whenever the reason is established. But as for what the author is referring to here, باب المواقيت يعني مواقيت الصلوات المكتوبات المفروضات, the obligatory prayers, the obligatory prayers. So the prayers, there are many different types, from the obligation to the non-obligation, or the obligatory and then the non-obligatory, and some of them are restricted to times and others are not restricted to times, and some are established whenever the reason is present, and so on and so forth. But what we are discussing now in this chapter is the obligatory prayer, the times of the obligatory prayer. And we have seen in that which has preceded that in general the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he preferred to pray the obligatory prayer at its earliest time, and this is something that he encouraged, and he mentioned as something that is beloved to Allah. And likewise, we have seen from his sunnah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he would perform that in the hadith that had preceded, specifically in the hadith of Aisha at the time of the Fajr prayer, in the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha. Now we continue reading, and the author, he mentions now, rahimahullah, an Jabir ibn Abdillahi radiallahu anhuma annahu qal, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي الظهر بالهاجرة والعصر والشمس نقية والمغرب إذا وجبت والعشاء أحيانا وأحيانا وإذا رآهم اجتمعوا عجل وإذا رآهم أبطأوا أخر والصبح كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصليها بغلس. So the author, rahimahullahu ta'ala, Abdul Ghani al-Maqdisi, he mentioned in his book, Umdat al-Ahkam, in the chapter, or in the book of As-Salat, in the chapter of the times of the prayer, the narration of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhuma. Jabir and his father, Abdullah, both of them were companions. So Jabir, he is a sahabi, ibn al-Sahabi, radiallahu anhuma, the companion, the son of a companion. And both of them are from the Ansar. And both of them had a great status and lofty rank in that Islam, and their defense of the sunnah and spread of the deen, and their aid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they're from his companions radiyallahu anhuma. Now he mentioned Jabir radiyallahu anhu, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to pray dhuhr bil hajira. He used to pray dhuhr bil hajira, yani at the time of the Al-Hajira. And the ulama, they mention Al-Hajira as whenever the sun, it moves from the middle of the sky, and the time of Dhuhr enters, and it becomes at the time when it's very hot. And we'll discuss some details with regards to these words. Right now we just translate the meaning of the narration. وَالْأَصْرَ وَالشَّمْسُ نَقِيَّ. And he would pray the Asr likewise whenever the sun is pure and clean, meaning very bright and didn't change colors. وَالْمَغْرِبَ إِذَا وَجَبَتْ. And the Maghrib, whenever the sun falls behind the horizon. وَالْإِشَاءَ أَحْيَانًا وَأَحْيَانًا. And also he would pray sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prayer about Isha, sometimes and sometimes. Meaning sometimes he would hasten it and sometimes he would delay it. فَإِذَا رَآهُمْ اجْتَمَعُوا عَجَّلَ. So if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would see the companions radiallahu anhum gathered in the musalloon, if he would see them gathered in the masjid, and at the early time of Isha, he would hasten the Isha prayer. And if he seen them taking some time to gather in the masjid, then he would delay the Isha prayer sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then he mentioned radiallahu anhu, that was subhu kana nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam yusalliha bi ghalasin. And the morning prayer, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to pray it bi ghalas, with ghalas, and it has preceded in the hadith of Aisha, al ghalas ikhtilatu dhiya' as-subhi bi dhulmati al-layl. The ghalas is the time in the morning whenever the light of the fajr in the morning is mixed with the darkness of the nighttime, and the darkness of the nighttime takes precedence and is more and is stronger, but the presence of the daytime has appeared, and the presence of the morning has appeared, and the light is mixed with the darkness, although it is more darker than it is light. So we see that in this narration, the Prophet sallallahu in this narration, it clarifies that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the times that he used to pray the five daily prayers, And specifically in that he used to hasten sallallahu alayhi wasallam and pray the five daily prayers at the earliest time. At the earliest time. Except for Adisha. But rather, it will come in the next narration, and we will see bi'idhnillahi ta'ala that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he liked to and preferred to delay the Isha until its later time. As for the rest of the prayers, as we can see in this narration, then he would hasten to pray them at its earliest time. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the narration, it mentions كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي الظهر بالهاجرة. The Prophet, he used to pray الظهر, بالهاجرة. The ulama, they mention الهاجرة, it also in some words it comes الهجير. In the next narration mention الهجير. So they mention الهجير والهجيرة والهجر والهاجرة. The intent from this word is نصف النهار عند زوال الشمس مع الظهر. Is the middle of the day. In the middle of the day, whenever the sun, it leaves the middle of the sky. When it moves from the zenith, the sun, it comes to the middle of the sky and it stops. And then whenever it starts to move to the west, at this time, this is called Hajira. And this is whenever the sun makes the zawal and it moves from the min kabad al-sama, from the middle of the sky. And at this time, the dhuhr begins. And this is whenever the time is very hot, likewise, the hot part of the day, whenever dhuhr is beginning. And also, this is indicated from this wording here that they would call this time an hajira, from the verb hajara. Hajara yahjuru. Uhjur. Hajaran. Hajaran. And that means taraka, to leave something. وَهَجُرْهُمْ هَجَرًا جَمِيلًا, yani to leave them. نعم. So to make the hajar is to leave something. هَجَرَهُ. نعم. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said مُهَاجِر مَنْ هَجَرَ مَنَهَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, that the true muhajir is the one who leaves off. مَنْ هَجَرَ مَنَهَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, leaves off that which Allah has prohibited. So the point is here that هَجِرَ, it's from this same root, which means to leave something off. And this is because at this time, the Arabs, they used to leave off their work. يتهاجرون كأنهم يتهاجرون. It's like they have migrated and left off, and they're gone. They're missing. They're not around because all of the people they leave their works at this time. They leave their jobs and their affairs that they are doing because of how hot it is, and they go in their homes. نعم يهجرون أعمالهم في هذا الوقت الهاجرة أو الهجير. Nam, that they leave off their daily work and occupation at that time because of how hot it is. So this is the reason why it's called Hajira. So therefore we see that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would pray Dhuhr at its earliest time, Bil Hajira, meaning at the very first of its time. Meaning at the very first of its time. And the time for Salat al-Dhuhr is whenever the sun is in the middle of the sky, and then whenever it moves to the west at this time, the dhuhr begins. And the way to identify this is by watching the dhil. A dhil and the fay, yani the shade, by watching the shade. If we see that the sun, it rises from the east, if we have something like a pole, they call it a shakhis, the ulama, shakhis, something that is stuck in the ground like a pole or a spear, and the likes like this, that is tall, then we see in the morning time, whenever the sun rises, that that pole will have shade, and that shade will be in the west. That shade will be in the west, and it will be long. And according to how much the sun rises, that shade, it is shortening and is shortening and shortening. It's moving and it's getting shorter. As the higher the sun rises, the shorter the shade becomes. The higher the sun rises, the shorter the shade becomes. Whenever the sun reaches the middle of the sky, in Arabic they call it kebid, as-sama, كبد السماء, in the middle of the sky, whenever it reaches its highest point from rising, after the sunrise, as it's rising in the morning time. It's rising in the morning time. All the while it rises, the shade is getting smaller and smaller. Whenever the sun reaches the middle of the sky, كبد السماء, it will stop for a moment there. It'll stop for a moment there, and the shade of that pole will also stop moving. The shade of that pole will stop moving. The shade will never go away entirely. The shade doesn't go away entirely. So even though the shade is getting smaller and smaller and smaller, one could watch the shade in the morning time. You could place a pole in open ground, an open area where the shade could be witnessed from the pole or from the stick that is high, and watch and put a rock or some a marker there in the morning time, for example, 8 o'clock. Where is it at? 8:30, 9, 10, like, and watch how it moves, and it's getting smaller. All the way till just before Dhuhr, right before the time of Dhuhr, you will see that shade stops getting smaller. There's a portion of shade left at that time that is still there. This portion of shade is important to be aware of. This portion of shade is important to be aware of to be able to determine the proper time for Asr. And also this shade we see to determine whenever the Dhuhr enters, whenever it starts to move again and grow. So the shade, it will become smaller and smaller as the sun rises into the sky. Whenever it hits the peak in the middle, that shade will stop moving. And then whenever it starts moving again to the east, as the sun moves now to the west, at this time, Dhuhr has begun. Whenever that shade stops, to measure that point between how long that shade is there, to know that portion is important, how long that shade is. And then whenever it starts to move again, at this time, Dhuhr has begun. And at an hadha huwa al-hajira. نعم كان يصليها بالهاجرة, meaning at its earliest time, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever the sun would be at its peak in the sky, and it would be very hot, and it would be very hot, and the people in those lands would leave their jobs and their work and the likes like this and their business out in the lands and come inside because of the heat of the day, and they would remain inside until the heat had broken and the sun had moved some until the Asr time, whenever it is not so hot, and then they would come out to finish their jobs and the likes like this. And this was from the Adat and the customs of the Arab, and this is what is being referred to here, Bilhajira. So the time of Dhuhr, it's at this time. Whenever that shade, it stops moving, and then this is just before Dhuhr. And whenever the sun peaks in the middle of the sky, then it begins to move to the west, that shade will start moving again. And at this time, Dhuhr begins. And the Dhuhr, it lasts all the way until the shade of that pole, or the shade of something, a man or whatever it is. In this case, we have a pole or a stick that we're measuring the shade with, until the shade of that thing becomes the same length of it. Not the whole shade, but the shade from the point where the Dhuhr started. So we have to count the shade that is left at the time of Zawal. Nam Vil Zawal. We have to count that and know how much was there, and we subtract that. And then whenever the shade after that reaches the point where it's the same length as that object that is there, that stick that is there, that the shade is coming from, at that time the Asr has begun. إِذَا عِندَمَا يَسِيرُ ظِلُّ شَيْءٍ مِثْلَهُ. Whenever the shade of something will be as long as it is. And this is after calculating the shade that is left from Zawal. After calculating the shade that is left from Zawal. And at this time, the time of Dhuhr goes out. And whenever the Dhuhr goes out, the Asr comes in. And whenever the Dhuhr goes out, the Asr, it comes in. So this is the time for Dhuhr. And the time for Dhuhr is long. And this is how we measure it. From watching the sun and also the shade. Another way to identify precisely the time of Dhuhr is to divide into the amount of time between Shuruq and Maghrib. In Shuruq wal Ghurub. If we look at the time of Shuruq, the time when the sun begins rising over the horizon, and the time whenever the sun sets, and divide it by two, then at that precise time will be Dhuhr, in the middle of that time. For example, if we, just to make an example, if the Shuruq, the sunrise, not the Fajr, the Shuruq, if the sunrise began at 6 o'clock in the morning and the sunset began at 6 o'clock in the evening, we'll divide that in two, and that means that the Dhuhr will be at 12 o'clock. The Dhuhr will be at 12 o'clock in the daytime. So this is the way to identify the time of Dhuhr by either watching the shade of something or by using a calculation from knowing the time of Fajr, the time of the sunrise and the time of the sunset. And the time of the sunset. So therefore, that means that the Dhuhr goes from that period to that period. And after that, it ends. And at that time, the Asr begins. And there's no time in between the two. And there's no time in between the two. Rather, they have a separate time. Whenever Dhuhr ends, Asr begins. Without any time in between them. Without any time sharing whatsoever. The Dhuhr begins at the Zawal. Whenever that shade, whenever the sun, it moves from the middle of the sky to the west. Whenever that shade that stops, it begins to move again. At this time, Dhuhr began. And it continues all the way till that shade, after calculating the shade that is left at the time of Zawal, until that portion of the shade becomes the same length of the thing that the shade is coming from, like the stick, for example. At that time, the Dhuhr is over. At that time, the Dhuhr is over and the Asr begins. So therefore, we see that the Asr is at the time of An Yasira Dhillu Shay'i مثلهُ إن يسيرَ ذلُّ شيءِ مثلهُ يعني بعد ذلِ الزوال. Whenever the shade of something it reaches the length of that thing, after calculating the amount of shade that is left after the zawal, then at this time the asr has begun. At this time the asr has begun. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam كان النبي sallallahu alaihi wasallam يصلي الظهر بالهاجرة. Here we see that Jabir radiallahu anhu, he says, Kana al-Nabi yusalli al-Dhuhr. Kana al-Nabi. We have Kana here. And Kana is min al-af'al al-nasikha. Min al-af'al al-nasikha. That he, laysat laha fa'il. Naam, laha ismun wa khabar. وهنا خبرها جملة فعلية فعلها مضارع. Here the khabar of kana is a jumla fi'liya, and the verb of that jumla fi'liya is mudari', is a present tense verb. The ulama, they mentioned that whenever the khabar kana is a jumla fi'liya and the verb is mudari', then this hadhihi asira tufidu al-istimrar ghariban, the majority of the time. So this is something that indicates that this is how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would pray the majority of the time. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي الظهر بالهاجرة والعصر إلى 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 يعني إلى آخره يعني الحديث. So the majority of the time when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he would pray the obligatory prayers, would be in this manner. It would be in this manner. And we see here with regards to الظهر, it's at the earliest time. It's at the early, at the earliest, at the earliest time. صلى الله عليه وسلم. صلى الله alayhi wasallam. And then he said, radiallahu anhu, wal asra wa shamsu naqiyya. And he would pray the asr while the sun is naqiyya. Wa shamsu naqiyya ay safiya. Ay safiya. Lam tataghayyar. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would pray asr while the sun is pure, meaning it didn't change. While the sun is pure, meaning it's pure and it's strong in its brightness, and it's pure in its color likewise. Because the sun, as it goes towards the horizon and it becomes, starts to set, it becomes weaker, and the heat becomes weaker, and its color changes some. But whenever it's in its early stages from the Dhuhr time into the beginning of the Asr time, it's very bright. The sun is very bright at this time, and its light is powerful and strong, and likewise its heat. So here he's saying that also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would pray the Asr, وَالشَّمْسُ نَقِيَّ وَالشَّمْسُ نَقِيَّ, that while the sun is pure, pure and bright and strong. So this is also an indication that he would pray sallallahu alayhi wasallam the dhuhr at its earliest time as well. Sallallahu alayhi, the asr, at its earliest time as well. He would pray the dhuhr and the asr, this is understood from this narration here, at their earliest times. We have seen the time for the beginning of asr, and likewise with regards to the end of asr, this is, as the ulama they mention, عِنْدَ إِسْفِرَارِ الشَّمْسِ عِنْدَ إِسْفِرَارِ الشَّمْسِ, whenever the sun becomes yellow, and whenever it changes from being bright white and strong and the likes and very bright and hot, it changes colors until it becomes a yellow color. It's called Isfirar Shams. Naam, at this time, the Asr is over. And this is from the narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he mentioned, from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr, is collected by Al-Imam Muslim, and a narration clarifying the times of Salat. And in that narration, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, waqtu salati al-asri ma lam tasfar al-shamsu. Waqtu salati al-asri ma lam tasfar al-shamsu. That the time for the Asr prayer is until so long as the sun did not become yellow, yani al-isfirar, did not have this change in its color until it became bright yellow. And because at this time, the time for the Asr is over. This is with regards to what the ulama they mention as al-waqt al-ikhtiyari. And we see that with regards to Asr, there is actually two times. There's two times to perform the Asr. And some of the prayers are like this. Al-waqt al-ikhtiyari. The time whenever a believer has his choice to pray it any in that time, and if he prayed it in that time, his prayer is correct. And then after that, there's a time called al-waqt al-ittirari. This is a time for that's only allowed to pray at necessity. So it's not allowed for one to delay the Asr prayer intentionally, without a legislative reason, until after the sun has become yellow in this manner, until its last time. And this is a bit after the time whenever the shade will become twice as long as the stick, for example. The shade of a stick or the shade of a person will be twice as long as himself. It's after that by some time. So at this time, it's not permissible to pray, to delay the prayer until that time to pray. So waqt al-asr, it has two times. Al-waqt al-ikhtiyari, the time whenever, which is the preferred time or the proper time, and whenever a believer has the option to pray in that time, any time, without blame. Then after that, the time that is later, closer to the end of the time of asr, closer to the sunset time, which is called al-waqt al-ittirari. And this is at the time whenever the sun changes. It starts to come down toward closer to the horizon, and its color is changing into a yellowish color. Naam. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, waqtu salat al-asri ma lam tasfar al-shams. That the time for the salat al-asr is so long as the sun did not become yellow, did not become bright yellow in this manner. Tasfar al-shams. So this is the opinion of many of the ulama. From them, Al-Imam al-Sa'di, and also Sheikh Uthaymeen and Sheikh al-Najmi, Ahmed al-Najmi, rahimahumallahu jameen, and other than them from the ulama. And this is the indication that there are differences of opinions in these affairs, and we will not go into the details with regards to these affairs. Many of the differences of opinions, although sometimes we'll mention these differences briefly, if there's a benefit in that, or a reason for that, or sometimes it's necessary to mention the particular issue in order for the correct stance to become clear. But in general, we will not go into the details of the differences of opinions of the ulama, but although we will indicate towards them sometimes, so that it can be known, and it's beneficial to know the affairs of the ulama and their statements and positions and the issues that they differed in. And that way one can follow the haq and follow the truth and upon clarity. And likewise, we'll be able to see that the people, they don't always agree in these affairs, and that these are affairs of the deeds and the actions, and that there's room for differing. And that the ulama, whenever they did differ, they didn't differ from desires or whims, rather because of how they understood the evidences. And likewise, those who came after them, if we see some people following another opinion with regards to these times, and we know that this is from the correct opinion of some of the upright scholars, then we'll have an excuse for them, and it will help us to be safe from falling into extremism. And sometimes because of the lack of knowledge of an individual, he will see something that he does not know or he's not aware of, and he will deem it to be innovation, and he'll be harsh and rude to the people who perform it, when in reality they're following a statement from the statements of the upright scholars and a position from the people of knowledge who are accepted and the likes like this. Although maybe their position in this particular issue is not the best position, but still the person is not an innovator, and he's not innovating in the deen of Allah. Rather, they're following one of the madhahib that are accepted. So then at least he will know that this person is not an innovator, although he's blind following, for example. Or he's following an evidence that is a bit weaker, although some of the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah have used it as an evidence and had that position. So therefore, a believer will be able to deal with the differences of opinions of the ulama and also the different ways of the Muslims that one will find in a good manner. And in a manner with gentleness and with wisdom, because he is able to see what they are upon, instead of thinking bad about them and thinking that they are innovating in the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they're just making up these ways that have no foundations and fundamentals from the statements of the ulama. Because definitely there's a difference between those people who are blind following the people of the sunnah, even if they're any from the madhahib, and likewise and from the people of innovation, and from the people of innovation. So the people of innovation, there's one way they would deal with them, and we deal with them with harshness, and they get no honor. But as for the layman from the people of the sunnah, and the likes like this, and the origin is that the people, they want to follow the sunnah, and any of the layman from the muslimin, then we give them, we treat them differently, with kindness, and we treat them with respect and honor. And if we see them upon a way that is not correct, or a position that is not the best way, then we guide them, and we call them with good preaching, and good speech, and good manners, not with rudeness and harshness, like some of the people who ascribe to the sunnah have been tried with. May Allah rectify our affairs. May Allah rectify our affairs. So in general, the time for the Asr, what many of the ulama have mentioned, is the time for it to go out is whenever the sun becomes yellow and the likes like this. Although the time of Asr continues all the way to just before the sunset, until the sunset, but not for everybody. Rather only for those people who have legislated excuses. And this is the time which is considered al-waqt al-ittirari, which is the time of necessity. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he warned the believers from delaying the Asr prayer out of its al-waqt al-ikhtiyari, without a reason and without a legislative excuse, and to al-waqt al-ittirari, the time whenever it's only for necessity and the likes like this, and his statement sallallahu alayhi wasallam that is collected by Imam Muslim from the hadith of Anas, that the Prophet, he said sallallahu alayhi wasallam, tilka salatul munafiq, that this is the prayer of the hypocrite. Yajlisu yarqubu shamsa hatta idha kanat bayna qarnay shaytan. He said, "This is the prayer of a hypocrite. He will sit and he will observe the sun until it's just before the two horns of Shaitan, and until it becomes in the waqt al ittirari, and after the sun had become bright yellow, and the waqt of ittirari, which would be 30 minutes or a bit more before the maghrib, 30 minutes or 45 minutes to an hour before." And like this, about 30 minutes or so before Maghrib, before the sunset, whenever the sun is starting to lean and get closer and lower to the horizon and becomes bright yellow. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, this is the prayer of a hypocrite, that he will wait and he will observe the sun and watch it and watch it and watch it and watch it until it gets to this point. that is known as Baina Karnay Shaitan, between the two horns of Shaitan. Then he will stand and peck his salat for rak'ah. Nakaraha. Nakara is like to peck like a bird, mentioning how fast and how negligently he will pray. And this is the way of the hypocrite. That first he will neglect the time. And then whenever he is actually finally performing it, after neglecting the time, he will neglect the pillars likewise. He will neglect the pillars likewise. فَنَقَرَهَا أَرْبَعًا. He will peck it out. And he's just moving quickly, pecking like a bird, the sujood and the likes like this, for rak'ah. لَا يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِيهَا إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And he does not remember Allah in his prayer very much, except for a little. And likewise, he has neglected the remembrance of Allah in the prayer. And this is no doubt the way of the munafiq. نعم إذا قاموا إلى الصلاة قاموا كسالى لا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا. That whenever they stand to the prayer, they stand in with laziness, and they do not remember Allah therein except for a little bit. So the point is that the time of Asr goes from that period after the sun, after the shade of something has become as long, the same length, after calculating the shade that's left from the zawal, all the way until the sun becomes bright yellow like this. That's the proper time to pray, and the good time to pray. That a believer, if he prays in that time, he's not blamed. There's no blame on him. After that time, all the way until the sun sets, it's allowed for him to pray, but this is known as the time that's allowed for those people of necessity and need, like those who are traveling, or those who are sick, or those who have a dire need and they're preoccupied in the likes like this, like a doctor, for example, or something like this that has emergency. The one who has a legislative excuse, it's allowed for him to delay it to that time. As for those people who delay it to that time without an excuse, then this is having a resemblance in the to. And imitating and having a resemblance to the hypocrites. To the hypocrites. So it's not allowed to delay it until that time. And from the proofs that indicate that the prayer continues all the way until the sunset, and in the Asr prayer, it continues all the way until the sunset, is what has come in the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that's muttafaqun alayhi. And in that hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, من أدرك ركعة من العصر قبل أن تغرب الشمس فقد أدرك العصر. That whoever catches one rak'ah before with one rak'ah of Asr before the sun sets, then verily he has caught the Asr. So this indicates that the time it continues all the way till the sunset. As long as one caught one rak'ah before the sunset, he caught the Asr in its proper time. But if one delayed it till that time, which is considered the time of necessity without reason, then he's blameworthy. He's blameworthy, and this is not permissible. It's not permissible, although and he had performed it in the proper time, yani in general, but he's blameworthy for, and it's not the proper time for him because he doesn't have a necessity. As for the one who has an excuse, like the one who is sick or traveling, then if he performed it in that time, then he has performed it at the proper time. So we see that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to perform the Asr at its earliest time. And this is what this indicates. وَالشَّمْسُ النَّقِيَّةِ وَالْعَصِرُ وَالشَّمْسُ النَّقِيَّةِ. Likewise, it has been narrated from Rafi' ibn Khadij radiyallahu anhu. Excuse me. نعم. نكتفي بهذا. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.